The Prague Radio Symphony Orchestra, one of the leading ensembles in the country, have embarked on their 12th tour of Japan, where they're scheduled to play over a dozen concerts. Just a few days before they set off for the land of the rising sun, Ruth Frankova caught up with the orchestra's head, Jakub Čížek, and asked him for more details about the tour.
The orchestra will spend there 3 weeks, and the major cities we are going to visit are Tokyo, Osaka, Nagoya, Hiroshima, and then several other smaller cities.
The Japanese are known for being big admirers of Czech music. Which composers are particularly popular in Japan?
Well, we are asked to perform Dvořák especially. So all 13 concerts will introduce Dvořák's New World Symphony in the second half. And we are starting with Smetana Moldau, usually at the 12th of the 13th concerts. And then we will offer some concertos by Dvořák, by Rachmaninov and Chopin.
Where does this love of Czech music among the Japanese, where does it come from?
Well, this is the question I've been asked several times. And in fact, I think that the Japanese, they are really lovers of European music. I know many students here in Czech Republic, but also all over Europe at the universities and conservatories. I personally think that the Czech music, as well as Russian, is very melodic. I mean, the Romantic era is very melodic, so it's something fitting to the Japanese nature, probably.
And what is it like playing for the Japanese audience? Do they react differently from European audiences?
I would say not at all, but they are very concentrated during the whole performance, very quiet, carefully listening to our music. But in the end, there is a big applause and usually also standing ovations after some encores we have. So these big halls like Suntory Hall or that one in Nagoya in the Aichi Center, which are for more than 2,000 people, which is something very touching, I would say.
How many spectators overall do you expect to attend your concerts?
If I look at the tour, we have 13 concerts. There are big halls, over 2,000 people, but some small halls. In general, I would say it's 20,000 people.
And which venue are you personally looking forward to visiting again?
Yeah, it's of course the Suntory Hall in Tokyo. It's a very famous one. But I personally like the Symphony Hall in Nagoya, in Aichi Center, which I remember is... For me, personally, the best acoustic I have ever lived.